Meet your moment of calm. Primally Pure just expanded their Blue Tansy collection, and the new Blue Tansy Body Butter is already a ritual rooted in real life. It's cloud soft, it melts into the skin, and it's made from scratch with real biocompatible ingredients your body actually recognizes. Grass-fed tallow to fortify your skin barrier, mango and shea butters to replenish moisture, and beeswax for a breathable layer of protection. For mornings that feel full, for days that don't go as planned, for moments that seem chaotic, return to calm with skin that feels restored, protected, and buttery soft.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah Mini Secret Show for Friday, September 16th, 2022. Today's a very special day.
Special.
Very, very special. It is one of my very best friend's birthdays. And he's just, he's been a light in my life. He's the guy who introduced me to John and Whitey, actually. First, he introduced me to Whitey. And then later, and, you know, that's who I dated first. And then John was in the band with Whitey, so.
Isn't it true he also gave you your first orgasm?
No. That is definitely not
true. Let me check to see if I have one online.
Oh, let's get George on the line.
I thought that
Hello.
Was a, didn't you tell me that?
No. Village.
No.
Either.
I know that's not true.
Village!
Village!
What's up?
Happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
All right, what
Happy
are you on
birthday.
The road right now? You couldn't.
He's driving.
You couldn't pull
driving.
Over.
No, I'm in the truck with the AC on because it's hot here.
Where are you exactly?
San Angelo, Texas.
Oh.
Oh boy.
Wait, do you live in Texas now? I thought you lived in Oklahoma.
I live in Scottsdale.
You can say.
I swear?
You can say yeah, fucking you can. Scottsdale. You're back. Oh, okay. So you're back in Arizona. Man, you just...
I never left Arizona.
That's bullshit. You lived in Oklahoma for like 3 years.
We did a job in Oklahoma. I was there for 19 months.
Oh.
So, yeah. And there was no reason to keep a place in Scottsdale, but, I mean, I'm not going to stay in fucking Oklahoma when the job's done. You ever been there?
Nope.
Not missing much.
So, you got big plans for your birthday, Steve, or what?
No, I am in San Angelo, Texas. I'll be going to my hotel room after work, and that's about it.
Wait a minute. Aren't your stepkids going to do something special for you?
What stepkids?
You know, the Philippine kids, the Filipino kids that you are stepdad to.
I'm not a stepdad to them, but they actually sent me a video today of them all singing happy birthday to me.
Oh, so that's
nice.
Yes, but I'm not their stepdad by any means.
What are you talking about?
Is that because your woman is still married to their dad?
Well, see, in the Philippines, they don't have divorce. They can't. You don't get divorced. You either annul or that's it. And both parties have to agree to the divorce, and it costs a lot of money there. It's insane. But, you know, we've kind of come to the realization that that's kind of unrealistic anyway. Well, I still talk to her all the time, but, you know.
Oh. Wait.
Kind of put the.
You guys aren't, you're not hot and heavy anymore?
No. We're good friends because there's really no, I don't know how it's ever going to work out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no future.
I don't see it either. But, you know, I mean, when is the last time you pulled up a naked Zoom with her and mutually masturbated each other?
never.
You
done
what? How do what? You? What's it?
She does not. She's not that type. She wouldn't even know how to do a Zoom. She's never been on a plane. She's very, very simple girl. You know, she's, I mean, just to use the computer is like, they don't even have a computer. They have phones. That's it.
How the fuck did you meet this chick?
Yeah, how's it? Right, exactly.
What are you talking about?
Okay. I met her on Facebook. When I was working in LA, I was there for about 4 months. So I got a haircut every like month. And the girl that was cutting my hair was from the Philippines. So we friended on Facebook. And it's her cousin.
Oh.
So she came up as someone I might know. So I sent her a friend request and she accepted. And that's how I met her.
And you sent her a friend request because she's, well, what? This chick's a piece of ass. I better say hello.
I thought she was very pretty and just, you know, looked interesting. So, and at that time, I was sending a lot of friend requests, you know. You got to throw it out there and see who bites.
So she's just the one you caught on the line.
Yeah. Yeah, but it turns out that she's a really, really, like, I mean, just the sweetest, kindest, most sincere, nicest person in the world. She's really, really fucking sweet.
Right, but you don't get to look at a picture of her vagina and masturbate?
What do I need to look at a picture of her vagina for? I know what it looks like. I've seen it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I went to the Philippines in 2018.
And boned her.
At the end of the year. Yes.
A bunch of times.
I don't know. I was only there for like 2 weeks. So, and, you know, it was very odd because they live in a house with the whole family lives in the house. I had a hotel room, so she'd sneak over. But, yeah, I mean, not a whole bunch of times, probably 4 times.
In 2 weeks, 4 times? What else did you do there?
Well, we hung out in the house a lot with her family. Because
in the house where her husband and the rest of her family lives?
No, her husband doesn't live with her.
Oh.
Her husband lives fucking, like, you gotta understand, the Philippines is huge. It's a bunch of islands and it's fucking huge. So,
hey Village?
Fucking hours away, yeah.
Village, I just want to tell you, I love you. But honestly, your tone... Don't act like we should know how this shit fucking works. This is a fucking ridiculous scenario.
Well, okay, one of the reasons we didn't do anything was because I hurt my knee real bad in October of 2018. I was in a brace. You remember, Sarah?
I do.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I just got it replaced last August. Total knee replacement. That's how bad I messed it up.
Wait, so you traveled, and listen... From what I've heard, Philippines is no easy trip.
No.
No, it's not.
So you limped all the way to the Philippines, and then you still only got nooked 4 times, huh?
At the airport, I had to use wheelchairs. I did. First time ever, and I hated it. But I didn't have a choice. I mean... The airport in South Korea is so big, it's just immense. So they were helping me out. There's no way I could have walked it.
You said South Korea.
So you stop in South Korea and then you hop to the Philippines.
LA to South Korea, then it's a quick trip to the Philippines. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like 18 hours.
Yeah.
And when you land, this is your first real meeting, right?
Yes.
So you limp up to the house with what, a bouquet of flowers, or?
No. They met me in Cebu at the airport.
Oh!
Okay. Oh, that's
her
nice.
And her two sisters met me at the airport in Cebu.
Just to make sure that you weren't there to murder her.
Yes, probably. They wanted to make sure that I was on the up and up. But no, then we stayed in Cebu for that night. You know, me and her had a hotel room, and her two sisters had their own.
Oh.
So it was a good night. And then we went back to where they live, which is, it's a province. It's not like a city. It's really, like, you wouldn't even believe it, you know?
What is it, like shacks? Or what, I mean, what do you mean by we wouldn't believe it?
Well, it's rustic? A province, so there's no big buildings, no big, everybody rides scooters or motorcycles and walk. Yeah,
but they have running water.
Yes, they have running water.
Okay. How's the water there?
Well, they drink is bottled water, so
So probably not that good.
You don't drink the groundwater out. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Everybody's got a well, but you don't drink that shit.
Unless you boiled it.
I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun. Avoid it. Reapply constantly. Cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients. So I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yeah, I guess you could, but they just get one of those, like the whatever it is, 5-gallon bottles in a dispenser.
Yeah.
So that's what they use.
Yeah, I'm actually sad that this thing is more or less over with the Filipino chick,
yeah,
because I at least thought, you know, well, I'm happy because Village has love in his life. Like I know you're a poet, and you're a overly.
You laughed.
I didn't laugh. I did. I laughed at your poetry, but I still think it's nice that you write poetry. Like that's, you know, you are a very sweet guy, but you are ridiculously jealous. And you,
well, not anymore.
Really?
I just don't care anymore. Yeah, I don't care anymore. People are going to do whatever they do.
You finally got there, huh?
There you go. That's the attitude. You're not in control of another person. Hello.
No, you're not. And I just don't. I mean, it was so long without somebody that I just didn't. You know, I just don't care anymore. Whatever. Do whatever you're going to do. Plus, I turned 58 today. What the fuck am I going to run around being jealous for?
Yeah. My man. Yeah.
This stage of life, whatever.
How's that knee working out? How's the new knee? The new knee.
Oh, the new knee is great. You have no idea that from when I heard it to when they fixed it were the worst years of my life. The absolute worst.
Oh, I remember you being super depressed. I mean, it was, you know.
It was horrible. I was in pain all the time. Oh. So, yeah, August 2nd, they put it in there. It's about 3 months worth of rehab, and now I'm back on the site. Feeling great.
Good for you.
That is great news. Holy shit.
And I mean, I'm sure back in the day with that hurt knee, hiding in the bushes, spying on your lover, that can get hard.
I couldn't creep around.
Jesus, Village. I watch Village just like, he'd love a girl so hard that he'd just push her the fuck off the top of the building. Like, it was just...
Yep.
I just thought, oh man. And I pushed
them till they couldn't take it anymore.
They couldn't take. You're not just an asshole. You're a wicked fucking asshole.
Let me ask you something, Village. Have you ever, in an effort to keep an eye on someone you love, rented a car and bought a wig and a mask?
No, no wig and a mask. But I have used someone else's car, so they wouldn't recognize mine.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
That's 20-something years ago, all right?
Okay,
that's 20 years ago.
Right,
that's probably more than
38.
That
Hello? You're still a grown-up.
Well, I might even be more than 30 years ago because, trying to think of when I moved. I moved here when I was 30, so, yeah, I didn't really care anymore about it. I really didn't.
You've lived there since you were 30? Holy cow.
Yeah, 1994. Did you believe that?
I can't, actually. Time has just flown by.
Do you have good friends there, Village?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
And are you dating
any? Not like the really, really, really true friends from back east and, you know, Sarah. But I do have good friends. People that I like and trust and, you know.
And hang with.
I just don't hang out much anymore because I'm never home.
It is hard to recapture, like, the things that you do with the young, when you're young and with your friends then, like, they're so formative, like, there's nothing else,
right.
You don't really get there with other people that often.
Get older in life, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, like, I mean, I was just home for my mother's 80th birthday, and I spent the week with Scott Johnson. I stayed at his house, and he's like, dude, it's like time stood still, you know?
Right. You guys pick it right back up.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was great.
Did you write him a poem to thank him for the staying at the house?
I started it and I failed them.
Yeah. All I know is I never get any fucking poems and I put out. Hey, you know what? What do you even remember about that night? I think we were all partying at your house. Your apartment.
My house?
Your apartment in Bridgewater.
Okay.
And
that building's not there anymore.
It's not even there? Well, that's too bad.
Right,
the place was oh my goodness. So
I don't, to be honest, I don't remember much.
I know, me neither. It comes up all the time, and Vinny's always like, oh, you know, Village loves you. You're the one that got away, all this bullshit. And it's.
Where does he get that idea?
I don't know. He just likes to.
Hold on, Village. Let me ask you a question.
Here we go.
Okay.
Do you love Sarah?
I love her very much, but not in the...
You don't need to qualify your answers. You love her very much, right?
Very much.
And tell the truth. You enjoyed boning her, didn't you?
I mean, sex is good, right?
Right.
I just told you I don't really remember it.
I'm with you. I remember the line you said in the morning. Well, I guess we can say I guess we can say we did that, huh, Sarah?
I can't believe I said that.
No, it was fucking perfect. I'm like, yep. All right, where's my shit? I got to get out of here.
Sounds like a line in a movie.
Well, you are a writer. Honestly, I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, very clever.
To tell you the truth, Vinny, I am very happy for Sarah and John. They are an amazing couple. They're so great together, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
I actually agree with you, and I don't think that you do. But one of the things that these are impressions. Obviously, I don't get to hang with you, and haven't gotten to really know you on a hang level. But I do think the way it's been explained to me, how hard you love, like really, really hard, like so hard that they have to run from you. That I assumed that there might have been a little more on your end of that deal than she's let on. But maybe that's not the case. Okay. I don't know.
No, it's not. And I'll explain why.
Okay, please do.
It's not every girl was like that. There was only a few that I felt like that I went fucking crazy about. There was plenty of girls that I hooked up with. And you know what? I'm still good friends with them. Never had an issue with them.
Because you didn't like them that much
difference.
To begin with. Right.
Well, it wasn't that I didn't like them. It was just was that, you know, we didn't connect on that level. We connected on a physical level, but
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do, but I also think that whatever ability you had to maintain control with some women, you'd think you'd have been able to tap into that with the ones you really liked. Because the idea that you're going to be in their bushes or borrowing a car to follow them, that seems like you, at some point you'd go, this is probably not the way a person in love treats the people they love.
Why is that bitch having a night without me, though?
That's what it, like, I think the main reason was because I was a dirtbag that fucking cheated. So I thought everybody did, you know?
So you got anybody in your life right now?
No, I'm just, I'm focusing on work because I got to make up for 3 years of lost wages.
What about, like, just someone to bone?
No, not really.
When's the last time you had sex?
It's been a while.
Like a year? 3 years?
Like the Philippines.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Village.
That's too long, Village.
I went longer than that before.
Wow.
What do you want to do that for?
Because, man, it just, okay.
Village, what are you, fucking married? I mean, honestly, you're a single guy. Go get fucking laid.
I've been seeing Blue Tansy everywhere in skincare lately, but I actually discovered it through one of my favorite clean brands, Primally Pure. I didn't believe in natural deodorant until I tried their best-selling Blue Tansy deodorant. This one is actually clean, and it actually works. Blue Tansy is this really calming antioxidant that helps soothe irritation and inflammation, especially if your skin tends to react easily in areas like underarms. And what I love is that the same ingredient runs through their entire soothing collection, from facial mists when you need a little pick-me-up to their soothing spirulina face mask, packed with raw honey, kaolin clay, and wild-crafted botanicals. I've honestly never experienced anything like it. So if your skin has been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, return to calm with Primally Pure. Their Blue Tansy line is a beautiful place to start.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Well, maybe I'll visit an Asian spa.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
That's not really...
Well, you ever been to one, Ben?
I have not. I'm an idiot. I just go around picking girls up and dating them. I'm so stupid.
Yeah, it's easier to just give 50 bucks and have a fucking hand job. Then you don't have to deal with any bullshit.
Yeah, that's what we got a new guy on the show, Village. I want to introduce you to my Alex. I want you to meet my childhood friend, Village. Alex Village.
How's it going, Village?
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty well.
Alex is the only guy on the show who will admit to going to hookers.
Yeah, I've done it. It was one time. It was just one time. It was one.
Well, if it did once, it'll be again.
Well, now I'm married, so I can't.
Yeah. Oh, he's, wow. He's married now, so he can't.
So he can't say.
So he can't admit it.
The thing about hookers is you don't pay them for the sex. You pay them to go away after the sex.
Right.
And they're happy to. Goodbye.
Yeah, they're perfectly happy to.
All right, well, look.
Oh,
we're...
But I mean,
go ahead.
That's been a while, too.
Well, obviously. Yeah. I mean, do you need, you know, let me for your birthday. Let me send you $50 so you can go get a hand job somewhere.
Here's the thing that bothers me about this scenario is that I actually think I find Village to be a really cool person. I also think he's got loyalty in him. And that's not everybody has that. I know that he's just said he's cheated and stuff, but he's a guy who he probably do great in a relationship and flourish as a human being if he found a good partner. I'm rooting for you, Village. I'm rooting for you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it. And I am absolutely loyal. And the cheating was more out of insecurity than anything else. I just was a very insecure person, you know, and I needed that attention. And I would never do that. And I mean, it's just not something I would want to do ever again anymore. I'm not interested in that. If I have someone, that's the only one. That's it. You know, aww. With age, you start to realize these things.
I'm rooting for you, buddy. I think that you'll make a great partner for some lady in Scottsdale.
Well, honestly, I'm not even. Well, I don't know about that unless she's about 80. And then, you know, leave me her estate.
Did he say 80?
Yeah. What, you're saying all the single ladies there are just old people with homes?
No, you don't want a chick from Scottsdale.
No way. What's wrong with chicks from Scottsdale?
Fucking plastic surgery.
Oh.
Fake. Oh. Care more about their fucking Louis Vuittons or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, the old Louis Vuitton.
Scottsdale is a rich part of Arizona is what you're saying.
Scottsdale's a very rich part of Arizona, but where I live in Scottsdale is South Scottsdale, and that's the hood of Scottsdale.
Oh.
Gangster.
Yeah.
So.
What?
But I mean, it's still nice. It's just the hood of Scottsdale.
All right.
You guys must have had a crazy summer, huh? Like the heat wave just last week?
I haven't been there.
Yeah, he's
right,
because
you're in fucking Texas, right?
I've been on the road since the middle of April. I've been home twice. For like 2 days each time.
Do they put you up in these hotels when you do take these jobs?
The company pays for them.
They do. Okay, that's what I was curious. Yeah, so that makes sense. You're probably like, screw it. I don't care. I live in a hotel. It's fine.
It's the same as being in my place, really. You know, there's nothing that I'm missing. I don't have any pets. I don't even own a plant, so... I'm good.
Come home to dead plants and dead pets a couple times. You are done with that.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't even have a plastic plant.
I'm going to get you a plastic plant and give you $50 for a hand job. Hey, listen, I want to say I'm glad we got to talk today because I miss you terribly. And I wanted to say happy birthday to you. And and thank you for finally, once and for all, clearing up that... You know, you can bone someone and love them, but not be in love with them or be pining away for them.
I got a fucking list of fucking people like that, so.
Oh, goodness. Well, now I feel like I'm not in an exclusive club anymore.
Well, no, you are definitely.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you're just shitting on me.
No. You are definitely.
Get your own hand job.
Well. That's the story of my life.
Nice. All right, Village. Thanks for being on today.
Thanks,
I love you. We'll talk later.
I got to try to get out there sometime in the next 6 months or something.
Definitely.
Right?
Yes. Please pick some dates and let's make it happen.
All right, Chad. I love you.
Love you, too.
Take care,
buddy.
Thanks,
everybody. Have
All
a
right,
great
Village.
Day.
See you later, brother.
All right. Bye.
That was fun.
That's Village.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Oh, God. He wants to marry you so bad.
Will you stop it? He doesn't. It's never been like that. Stop it. I mean, I got a good insurance program. I mean, he probably wants to be on that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Maybe I'll just adopt him. Is he too old for me to adopt him? Okay.
Don't say that. Anyway, that was very nice. It was nice to see Village. It was, or hear from Village. I'm sorry to hear that his. That weird wife thing he had going on is over. Or am I happy? Yeah. I think I'm happy it's over, actually.
I feel like I'm happy it's over, too.
For the best.
You know, because I was thinking as he was saying how expensive divorces were, I'm like, have you been saving up? Or, I'm always suspecting the worst of someone who's elsewhere and has some dude in love with her. But he went blunder, so.
I was going to say, at least when he flew there, she didn't say, oh, we're not doing that. Like, can you imagine you get there after limping all the way to the Philippines and she's like
wheelchairing through the airport in Korea?
I'm married. I can't have sex with you.
What? Well, Jesus Christ doesn't allow it. So
I'm going to start limping home now. Bye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
And limping. It wasn't even like he was there. He couldn't go sightseeing. So he's there for 2 weeks, holed up in a hotel, and she visits him sometimes. And like, I don't know, brings him an onion to munch on here.
Or he visits them and is in the house with
her
whole family.
I know, so weird. Oh, good for them. I'm glad they're, I'm glad it's over. Yeah. All right. Hey, you guys, happy Friday. You can write us any problems or stories or situations you find yourself in. Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Vincent, give me those magic words.
The end.